I'll give you my next poem, Death. Look, he said, you got spider traps all along this wall. It's fascinating. He was outside my door, peering at the stucco wall. I said, come on in. He said, no, wait. And he got a twig and found some ants. And he said, Bukowski, I'm going to make this ant run the gauntlet. The phone rang and I answered the phone. And all I was talking and listening, he said, Bukowski, he got away from the first spider. Now the second one is out and he's got the ant by the rear legs. Listen, Linda, I said, I've got a visitor and also my toilet stopped and the shit is coming up through the tub. Bukowski, he said, now the spider is throwing a net over him. He's weaving around and around. Now he's moving in, Bukowski. Now he's got him. Death. The landlord came in. It'll take a little while to clear it up, he said. He was talking about the shit. All right, I said. Linda, I said, shit and death is everywhere. I'll call you back, she said. Now I've got a spider, said my visitor, and I'm giving him to the ants. I walked outside. For Christ's sake, kid, will you stop playing this spider-ant game? Let's go for a ride. The landlord gets very nervous when he plays with the plumbing. Look, he said, the ants are chopping the spider's legs off one by one. Good strategy, I said. Let's go. We drove down to Norm's and had breakfast. My friend commented continually on humanity. He didn't think they were much. I didn't argue. My friend was a great admirer of Ernest Hemingway. I drove him to Hollywood and Normandy and let him out. When I got back, the shit was still in the tub. I didn't want to take a bath anyway.